from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know, it's just
don't troll it this year because it's time to pounce.
Hey, bro, hey, this is the perfect year to troll. Them folks playing in the Roman Coliseum down there, man. Them folks playing.
That was a good one. This is the perfect year to troll, man.
I'm worried, man.
That thing does look raggedy now.
And then they said
we're gonna be fine.
They said that the cameras are on the good side, and you won't see the good side on TV this year. Like except for like overhead or drone stuff, like. They said the camera view is going to be of the raggedy part they done broke down.
We got to have to cover it with a tarp or something.
Bruh, ain't nothing to cover. It's torn down, Smith.
You have to cover, like, the top of that middle
section.
That's
wild, bro.
So you're not looking at demo.
Hey, demo work.
It really does look like the Coliseum.
My man said the Coliseum.
Bro, that mess was like Gladiator about to jump off of that.
Man, exactly. Russell Crowe in that thing.
And don't play that clip. You know, they play those clips all the time.
Yeah.
Nah, don't do it. It's going to get different, y'all.
It's going to feel too real.
Hey, I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to tell you something they have not considered, and they're planning. And I know they've got contingency plans, and I know, you know, this is going to be a historic season. I know it's going to happen. It's going to be cold this year. I know that, right? But I'm going to tell you something they are not considering, bro. When the Southern Heritage Classic tailgate just bombard that joint, it don't look like it's nothing stopping people.
You said we're just going to run up in there now.
It's just going to be one big thing. The tailgate and the game is just going to be one
together,
thing.
Together, yeah.
Because I don't see no walls. I don't see no fences put up.
Them joints got no walls.
There's some little short walls.
That's what they used to say in White Station.
Over there already scoping it out.
The classic going to look wild, bro. I'm telling you. That joint going to look wild. Hey.
Yeah, I know Fred's not because it's so fewer seats. Like, he takes a hit.
But you know the classic happening, you know,
this
regardless.
This is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening. We'll have a better view of the smoke coming out.
It's going to be going down, man.
Through the stadium.
Hey, you're going to be able to smell the octails on your TV from the
Hey, that's what they used to say about the
Hey, it's going to be wild, bro. Hey, because I'm looking, Gary, but that is literally outside. Like, that's Central Avenue I'm looking at in these pictures, right? Like, what's stopping people from just.
Exactly.
No, it's gonna be wild,
no walls.
And if it ain't people coming up, you're going to see people.
I feel
it. Them tailgate shots are going to be crazy, bro.
I've been on this for weeks, bro. I've been saying that I just don't think this is going to go well. Like,
bro, I don't see it either. Hey,
we already used to jump the fence to get into the Southern Heritage Classic.
Hey, it's going to be throwback. It's going to be throwback.
Just trying to run up in that thing.
And they're going to be like, we really hard horns now. They're going to try to forget they're in the mound for 2 hours.
Fred
for
somewhere shaking his head, you talking like this.
Man.
He already taking a hit.
Hey, bro, that's not looking terrible, bro. Hey, it's.
But it has to happen.
It's the price of progress, as we've put it.
But it is nasty. It is.
Bro, that mug gonna look. Then, like you think, and they gotta put the cameras on the good side, so the shot of the field is gonna be
directly kind of slanted more onto the field and less of
the stands
something. Behind it.
They gotta do something, bro.
It's gonna have to be.
Hey, a smart company would buy that tarp and put their logo on that joint.
We said the showboat should have to play with with the wrecking ball going through the middle of the field. Now that's that would I would watch that. Is that something that you can get behind?
Oh, man.
But the Coliseum over there is still standing.
The Coliseum still.
You ain't going to knock it down.
The real Coliseum.
Oh, my God.
The real one. You ain't going to knock it down.
How is that even possible, bro?
Bro, we just,
what are we doing, man?
We just left it.
What are we doing, bro?
I mean, it is.
Oh, my God.
It is Bush
League. Just play flag field football in the Coliseum.
I mean, yeah, like, whatever, man.
Oh, man. It really sucks that the Tiger football, this is going to be the best Tiger football team probably in a long time.
I'm with
that. Like, if they're not the most talented, like, they have the opportunity to do the most, you know what I mean?
For real. To do the most, yes.
And they're going
to
be playing in Crump Stadium. Like, this is crazy, bro. Them folks playing at Hallie out here, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, Hallie.
Hallie, don't put down Hallie. We just got new turf at Hallie.
Yeah, Hallie got
two new
sides,
track,
right?
and they got turf
at Hallie. That's what I'm saying, bro. You might even just go play at Hallie, for real.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Nah, but for real, though, if the University of Memphis said, all right, bro, we're playing our home games at CBHS, at Christian Brothers, is it worse than what the Liberty Bowl would be looking like, bro? I'm joking, but, like, what's going to look better this year, the Liberty Bowl, Simmons Bank, Liberty Stadium, or Christian Brothers High School?
Christian, that's you can't do that.
Because I went to one of Gabe had a camp at Christian Brothers, right? And I had never been out there.
Oh, dude. I was like,
where am I, bro? Like,
yeah,
what is this, bro? Like, I was like, this is a college stadium. Like, this looks like a college stadium.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts. Like, it was nuts what I was walking into, bro. Like, this is a high school in Memphis that has
crazy
this stadium that looks like this.
But,
like,
Collierville have?
Collierville's got a
step
like Collierville? That.
Hey, step up, Collierville. We got a team that's getting ready to go to the college football playoffs, man. Come on, step
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
They might look a little crazy
step
on TV.
Step up, you call your villains. Come on.
I mean, yeah. Collierville's gym hosted an NIT women's game. That's facts.
That is absolutely insane.
Hey, we down bad, bro.
That is crazy.
Down bad.
But, you know, like you said, it's the price of progress, and it's slow, but it'll hopefully be worth it. I just hope the money comes in, because, you know, you don't want to have to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Bro, imagine the game going on, and, like, I done seen y'all hit this building with wrecking balls. Like, are we sure it's safe, bro? Like,
I think so. I mean, I would assume they have to know that. I mean, Vanderbilt last year's scoreboard was, like, swaying in the wind. Like, when they were doing the renovation.
They held up by crime.
All right, not an architect.
They're just not going to let you get close to those areas where it's broke off.
All right, listen.
And you're not going to see.
Are they going to have security, Imperial security, monitoring
Again,
that
I
area?
I just think much of that's going to be tarped off where you can't go to it.
Okay.
The seats are going to be somewhere
question.
Else.
I'm going to ask a question. All right. I'm not an architect. I don't know anything about it.
It'll let us know.
All right.
He will at some point.
You had a building that was a whole building, right?
Yeah.
You knocked half of that building down.
Yeah.
How do I know that the half that's still there don't need that other half to stay up?
Well, it's not half. Like, it's two holes.
You're right. It's not half.
You have the
pillars, right?
But you got pillars all the way around the other side that's still holding that.
It didn't go all the way around. It was something else going on the side, in the corner, like where the end zone was. It's not like a bowl. It's not like a true bowl.
Well, they just have pillars sort of throughout the thing. Like, they just have.
How I know that this side don't need this side to stay up, though?
Because there's pillars. You have, like, the other parts of it are held up by the pillars.
Bro, it's.
I see what you're trying to say, but it's not that much.
But they didn't even let me drive over the Arkansas Bridge. You think I'm going to go sit in that?
Well, you aren't going to sit in that. I mean.
You're going to sit on the other side.
Yeah, you're sitting on the other side.
But I'm saying, how I know the good side is truly a good side, though. With 30,000 people sitting
there. Because it's supported by that side.
That one side of the stadium ain't never had that many people filled up sitting in it, bro.
That is not true. That is not
true. That's a whole half for the Southern Heritage Classic and other games, as you know.
And Ole Miss in 2015.
Y'all are creating panic about this thing.
I ain't going over there.
It's going to be fine.
I'm stopping
He's
short of that.
It's going to fall down and stuff.
Yeah, I'm stopping short of that. I'm just saying it's going to look nasty.
They shut down the bridge for a crack. In the Arkansas Bridge, bro. Well, but you want me to sit in half of a stadium?
Well, yeah.
And I'm looking at the other half, ain't there no more?
Well, it's not half, though.
That mother getting leaning, bro.
It's just there's two holes.
Who I sue? Who owns that joint? Ed Scott?
I don't think Ed Scott owns it. I'm not sure what Ed Scott owns at this point. I have to find out.
Universe
He's moving right now.
We got control.
Ed Scott, shoot your boy 2 tickets on the 50, man. You give me them, I'll sit down all year, man. And
he'll get them, too.
Yeah, Jason was saying, though, like, it'll be fine. Like, remember the scene in Batman when
Bang. Hey, I need to find that clip. Yeah. Don't put it out there.
Jason was like, everybody will call me even if it looks like that. The damn field is a Pittsburgh Steeler field.
I'm going to put a live clip of
that Memphis football next year. Got the whole crowd in there banging in the middle of the damn field. Jason like, AAC title.
We won. We did it.
Yeah.
Focus on the football.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I'm going to be on college football 25, bro. I'm straight. I ain't going. I'm not going.
Now they got to update the stadium on the game.
They did, bro.
The Liberty Hole, bro. They got to have the two
Liberty Hole.
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask. Man.
That's the thing. That's a home field advantage, though, because you don't know if the stadium is going to cave in or not.
It's a weak spot over there.
Yeah. They don't know.
Hey, you remember that video game? It was like NFL Blitz, but it was like playing with monsters and stuff. And, like, the field would explode in certain parts. And
I don't remember that game.
You might be too young, bro.
Yeah, that one.
It was a football game, but you were playing, like, with monsters. And, like, it was like a spinoff of NFL Blitz. Anyway.
Tried to soup it up.
But that's what was going to be next year. It's going to be spooky. Have a Halloween game. Have like a trap door in the middle of the field.
It's this month.
It's time to pounce.
Yeah, it's that night next year. It's this month.
Bro, they are lying, bro. There's no way.
August 31st.
That ain't happening, bro.
Time to pounce.
It is happening.
Sane does not believe there will be a game.
Hey, if it is, I can tell you ain't going to be there. I can tell you will not be in the building.
Hey, the halftime.
But there's not going to be a game in 2 weeks in that building, bro.
Yes. There is.
We're doing it.
Hey. Paul Young, hit me up, bro. We got to talk. I don't think Mayor Young knows what y'all talking about doing.
Actually, though, you could incorporate a halftime show. Could be if somebody jumps off like with a bungee and like just see if they can survive. You know what I'm saying?
Off the sides.
Yeah.
To charge for that.
Yeah. Hey, you know the thing where they do the test of strength, where you hit the thing and see?
Yeah.
Need to see who can actually knock down the other building. $100 for a swing.
Don't stop, man. Y'all going to have people not wanting to go.
Hey, that's a cheap way to help out.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Help out.
I pay $100 to take a swing at it.
Yeah, and then you could say you helped out with the renovation.
Did you call it the Liberty Hole?
It's what it is. Hey, it's bro, the Liberty Hole.
We in bad shape, bro. But can you imagine the jokes that people are going to be getting off like...
They did it to Vandy last year.
Because you only going to see the bad part. Like, you can't see the good part on television. You're going to see...
I know, it is. Well, like, damn. People are going to like be mad at us for this segment. I understand it. It's all in good fun.
Yeah, because you know,
it's coming... It's something great.
It is what it is.
Let's
do it to ourselves. The new joint's going to be off the chain.
We're not going to be able to get any jokes off about the new one. Yeah. So we got to, you know.
But right now, though.
But Jason is definitely offended. I mean, he is not happy with you right now.
And what? Why, bro? What do you mean? North Alabama going to be like, damn.
You up in here inciting a riot off of the Sutton Harris Classic.
Hey, that's happening.
I think you did definitely do that.
The thing going to collapse on us.
Hey, we're going to be acting a fool. You're going to be so distracted by the stuff you see in the background, bro. It's going to be some wild.
Is this still Pine Bluff? It's Pine Bluff, right?
Yeah, who is our opponent? Who is the game now?
No, North Alabama.
North Alabama this year?
He meant Southern Heritage Classic.
Heritage,
Pine Bluff and Tennessee State?
Yeah, UAPB.
Because Jacksonville. Yeah. Okay. Jackson's still out.
They did a two-year.
Got you.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Jackson State's going to come back crawling back in a minute.
Yeah, they're fixing to get that deal.
You had it right.
That was
crumbling.
A foolish move.
Crumbling.
Oh, man.
They let Deion leave.
Bryden got a bad decision.
Yeah, that was good stuff. We'll see you out there 31st. Maybe.
Man, I'm full playing in Newberry Park out there.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, bro.
Anthony Sane Show. We'll come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Everybody around this time, we do the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book. on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Rundown, let's go.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
I ought to start with the local, Jason, because it's going on as we speak. A little bit of a better day, I would say, in terms of the weather and the heat out at the FESJC, as we have a new leader in the clubhouse for the FESJC. Diddy McCarthy is his name.
Yep. American.
He's an American. He's a red-blooded American. He's 11 under. So the course is playing really smoothly today. And right behind him is Hideki Matsuyama, which I don't know if you saw what happened to him, but I'm rooting for him this week.
Are you?
He was robbed at the Olympics.
I did not see that story.
Yeah, so he was coming back from the Olympics, and he was eating at a restaurant with his bags and everything. And his caddy, his coach, he was all there. They took their bags. His coach and caddy had their passports stolen, and so they're not here. So he had to find an emergency caddy.
Oh wow!
To do this event, they're not eligible to get back because they had to go back obviously to Japan and get everything sort of situated with their passport. And so he has an emergency caddy that he's working with this week. And he is 10 under. He's number two. He's second place. Standing alone second place in the FESJC. So I'm rooting for Hideki Matsuyama.
Good reason to, yeah.
You know, because he obviously has been through quite a bit this month, no doubt about it. Scottie Scheffler is 6 under, tied for 7th. Just going through the big names here. Let's see. Who else do we...
Chris Kirk, your first round leader, he's 2 under today.
Yes.
He came into today with a one-stroke lead, obviously. You know, Denny has stretched this thing out, but he's 2 under today, and he's at minus 8.
It's amazing right now. How well you have to play, though. Like, you have to, you know, you have to be 5 under, 6 under, 7 under every day, it feels like, for the most part, you know, if you're going to be competitive in this tournament. Obviously, not every day do you have to be that, but, you know, 15 under is what it's going to probably take, 16 under around then.
Your guy Sam Burns had the hole-in-one last year.
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah,
he is absolutely
600 today, and he's through 17, almost done. It's two good rounds for Sam Burns.
Rory will be teeing off here in just a little bit. He's 2 under for the tournament. He tees off at 12:45 with Wyndham Clark and Colin Morikawa. So, believe though, there's still a couple other groups that have to tee off, but that's the biggest one for sure. Jordan Spieth won over in this tournament, which is not great. Not great. Max Homa, 7 over? What the hell happened to him? But yeah, that's the update. Again, feels a lot. I mean, yesterday was just oppressive. It was oppressive in terms of the heat yesterday. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine playing and doing anything remotely athletic. We are still in an excessive heat warning.
I was going to say, I didn't think that had changed.
I think it was a little cooler today, but it wouldn't take much, right? I mean, you're talking about a heat index of 112 yesterday. But have I gotten you on board with Matsuyama? Is he?
Yeah, you have. I'm a patriot, so I'd like to see an American win it. But for those reasons, yes. Obviously, we're pulling for Matsuyama.
No doubt.
I didn't realize he had been through all of that.
Yeah, I mean, again, doing it with a guy that you never worked with is pretty spectacular too. So I don't know anything about Denny McCarthy though. I've never even heard of him. So Brad, that would fit into your hope he doesn't win category, correct?
Yeah, Scheffler just teed off actually with Shoffley, so they're going to start scoring, I would think, as this firms up a little bit.
Yeah, the run is coming. The run is coming for sure.
I do think. What do y'all think of my premise though? That like it's not a disrespect to a Burns or some of these other cats, but it's like it does feel bigger. For your city, when you go FedEx St. Jude Championship, and it's even Xander Schauffele or somebody that's of name versus one of these Burns or one of these other cats.
It looks like Sam Burns just birdied 18.
Yeah, he looks good.
So he is now tied with Matsuyama.
He's 10 under. Dear God.
So 7 under on the day.
He's tearing it up.
The guys who come here, like they typically like play well.
Yeah,
right?
I mean they're scoring.
They know that they can come to Memphis. And TPC Southwind, and they could put up high scores or low scores.
Yeah, I mean, if you're hydrated and you're hitting the ball far and long and you can putt, I mean, you could win this tournament and be a no name.
Exactly. So, anyway, that's your update on the FESJC. Denny McCarthy is at the top, but there's a lot of competition coming for him there, between 2 and 7.
Next story.
Had some NFL preseason football last night. Philly gets the win 14-13, but I think early on, you were probably more impressed by what you were seeing from Drake May and crew. Philly rallied there in that game. But Drake May, a guy who didn't get a lot of run in their first game, obviously top three pick there for the Patriots, only had three throws there in his first preseason action, actually got some extended preseason action last night. And I thought, John was talking about Joe Milton, who also played in this game. I thought Drake May was the one that, for me last night, was okay. Now I can start to see maybe what the Patriots saw and what so many others have seen in terms of Drake May's potential. A lot have compared him to Josh Allen. I think that's the main comp that you get in terms of an NFL guy. But he ended up 6 of 11 last night, had a touchdown run, the number 3 overall pick out of North Carolina, and what led the New England Patriots on 2 of the 3 scoring drives that they had. There's not a lot of scoring to talk about, frankly, in this preseason for the most part. Most of these games have looked like this, but for a guy who, for much of this preseason, has been, at least the storyline's been, he's been disappointing. That Joe Milton has looked better than him at times in practice and other things. We already know Jacoby Brissett's going to be the starter. I thought last night was a good night for him. Now, back to the aforementioned Joe Milton. John and I love to watch him. Because he's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's what he is, the former Tennessee quarterback. He was 2 of 7 last night for 20 yards. He also had a run where he just simply lowered his shoulder and ran over a guy, the physical, again, beast that he is, Joe Milton. But he got sacked 2 times, 15 yards. And, I think any real here's what you should expect, I think, is the Patriots to keep Joe Milton. They're going to keep Drake May. They spent draft picks on him. They're going to keep Jacoby Brissett. The guy that doesn't seem like it's going to be carried forward is Bailey Zappe. But after that, I think Joe Milton's going to settle right in into being the third-string quarterback that he should right now. He needs a lot of development.
Yeah, he does.
He's a great athlete. He's got a, but playing quarterback in the NFL – And playing quarterback periods, it's been a storyline around him for a while, but playing in the NFL is going to require much more in terms of reading defenses. It can't be about your athleticism, you trying to run guys over like you're Cam Newton every time you go out. That is not a formula for long-lasting success. And so the Patriots are probably in a good situation that between the two of them, and again, this is preseason action, you got to take it with a grain of salt, but between the two of them, the future is probably there.
Right.
The future is probably there, but it's going to be a minute because right now they'll be sticking with their bridge, Jacoby Brissett, as they try to, let's be real, lose.
Yeah,
Patriots are going to be tanking.
No question.
And so that's why you're going to play Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
It's why you trade Matthew Judon's and everything else. This is a team that's going to want to go after the number 1 draft pick, and I wouldn't want my rookie quarterback especially the one I spent a number three pick on, Drake May, out there in a situation where, frankly, I'm wanting to lose. You my drift?
Yep.
Let Jacoby take that beating.
Yep. Well, look.
Joe Milton, too. Save him from it, because it looks like he'll run to it.
Yeah, he will.
He'll run to the beating. Whereas, no, preserve those guys for the future and go get your number one draft pick. You guys are going to have a great shot at it.
So if you watched
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw a good portion of it.
I was definitely watching last night. It was a really stupid game. But comparing, Brissett got a whole quarter this time as opposed to one drive, which he got the first game last week. So Brissett got longer. Drake May got a lot longer.
He got
a lot longer.
He only threw three passes.
So both did. So Brissett looks absolutely terrible. Washed to the absolute T of the definition of the word.
But they want that.
And what I think is yes, they know they're bad, and so you know they're going to try to maximize that. But B, I think it is that David Carr effect that we talk about so much. That offensive line is just abysmal. The right tackle was getting victimized yesterday when Brissett was out there. Brissett is being brought in not because they think he's better than Drake May. They know he's not better than Drake May. They are paying that dude to be a sacrificial lamb this season until they can address offensive line. Because they know that whoever's out there is going to get hit a lot. They just know that. And so that you don't want to do that to a rookie quarterback. You want him to have confidence. He showed some confidence yesterday with the second group. But, I mean, that's against the second group. That's against the second team defense, third team defense, maybe worse. You don't want, you know what I'm saying, the Cleveland Browns, for example. The Cleveland Browns defense bearing down on you, you know, with Drake May in there. He'll get eaten alive. So Brissett is the sacrificial lamb until they fix that offensive line. And that's a situation where, you know, we do usually advocate for young players to play. But in this case, it's probably not the right idea.
It's not the right idea. It'd be absolutely foolish.
Yeah, and you could actually end up hurting his development if you do play him. And their receivers are just a joke. It's still.
I want to address the David Carr situation. Did you know there was one?
Yeah, a David Carr situation?
He takes bullets from this show. We use him as the example a lot of a quarterback that got beat up early and you ruined him.
Yeah.
But you know what I had to be reminded of a couple of weekends ago? This man, he's a Super Bowl champion.
With the Giants.
Yes.
As a backup.
Bro, he continued, even though he took the beating. We talk about him like the sacks he took with the Texans ruined him, and he never played again.
Well, he never.
But he played a 10-year career.
Yeah.
And this man got a free Super Bowl ring.
Well,
something
yeah.
that, you know, that his brother will never have.
Well,
and
that's
so
true.
I just wanted us to be accountable here for as much as we use him as the guy that got so beat up, it finished his career. Bro continued to play. Yes, as a backup.
Yes.
Never hit a ceiling
right.
because of the beating.
Right.
But my guy got the last laugh on us because he's a Super Bowl champ, bro. I saw him wearing the ring the other day.
But he
and
did.
And he was flexing it on NFL Network. I said, how can we continually beat him up when bro got the ring his brother will never have?
It's not.
He's going to end up having a better career.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. That's
I guess ridiculous. Not. I guess maybe not from a yard standpoint.
Not from in anything.
But my
standpoint.
Guy got a ring, man.
He got a ring because he happened to
Who
be on
cares?
The team.
He was part of the 53.
So Patrick McCall, is he a...
He ran the scout team for the Giants that year, I bet you. He helped that defense
because
he was going against
them. Let me ask you, does Patrick McCall have a better career than John Morant? Because he's got three rings?
Nope.
All right, then. So that's the end of that. Derek Carr's
and then,
better.
And then where were they drafted in terms of respect? It's in terms of their respective
Derek
draft
Carr
slots?
Was second round, and David was number one overall. We don't hold up David Carr because we thought he was a bad quarterback or a bust. We hold him up because he might have actually been good if he
I
had
know,
the,
but what we act like it just ended darkly or whatever. He lasted in the league for 10 years.
I mean, it ended fine.
He didn't become the starter in face of a franchise that he possibly could have if
right.
Houston had a better plan.
Right.
But my guy got a ring. He was flexing on NFL Network the other day. He is a champion, bro.
Oh, he's
just
a champion.
Like Joe Theismann. You know,
Patrick,
just like some
Patrick
of these other
Patrick McCall
dudes.
Is a three-time champ. You know, he sucks. You know, and David Carr might not have sucked, but the 5 years in Houston without
that is factual.
You know, we'll never know. I don't hold him up like as a negative. I really don't. I use him as like, damn, y'all really fumbled what could have been a great QB.
Of course.
because y'all didn't.
They got him beat up.
And that's the cautionary tale you have to avoid. Maybe it's not so much David Carr as the Texans, but it's like easier to just offhand say David Carr than it is the Texans in 2006.
I want folks to know he lived.
He did live, and he seems happy.
After those Texans years.
But, you don't think when that dude lays his head down at night.
He's like a male model.
I mean, let's be real about it.
Because he did. He got the ring his brother didn't get, and he's more handsome than his brother.
Well, that's true, but this isn't about Derek versus David. I mean, this is about David versus what could have been.
There's always a rivalry between brothers.
Yeah. Usually the older ones are the more handsome.
Hayden and Eli, which ones had the better? They do that all the time. Which one had the better career?
It is a fact that the older brother is always more handsome. Is it not? That's a scientific fact.
I don't know if that goes 100%. It applies in the
scientific
case of
fact
of the Smiths. Now he would tell you otherwise.
Same here with me.
No, because I would tell you Eli is way more handsome than big head brother.
Oh, okay.
Peyton.
Okay, that's one.
So that definitely goes against
your
100% there.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Because Peyton is. Eli wins by default.
Peyton just has
the
head.
The size of that head.
Yeah, that's not. You're right.
Yeah, not an ugly person. I
like
wouldn't
the
say,
Williams but. Sisters. Serena clearly better looking.
Who's
not
older
anymore?
There?
Oh, really? Did she? What? Really?
Well, Serena has.
Not anymore. Used to be.
Hold up. Let me go reevaluate.
Have you not seen this thing on ESPN?
You sound like a disappointed parent.
Man.
I am, because you know how the other day I was talking about black don't crack?
Mm. Oh, boy.
Usually you don't need the work.
Yeah, Venus has gotten an update.
Because black don't crack. Man, Serena's going crazy with the work she's having done.
Venus got an update.
And if you watch ESPN and the special that's going on with Serena right now, bro, she can barely talk because it's like her face is so pulled and changed and everything else. She looks different than she did when she was a player and winning.
Are you saying Serena got work done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go look at the ESPN thing. That's why I'm telling you, Venus, who my wife is saying Venus had work too.
I think she's got serious work.
She still looks way more natural than Serena does now. And I hate that. I hate that she feels like she's got to change like that. It feels Michael Jackson-ish almost, bro.
Venus looks like she got good quality
plastic
surgery.
Serena's going to a different level. I know Serena's paying quality money for it, but it's gotten to a point where she's doing too. I'm getting Joan Rivers type vibes, man. Like, you don't need to do that, honey. You don't need to do that.
Oh, no, that's between y'all, man.
Don't do that.
I really can't even begin to weigh in. But
well, you haven't seen it.
I mean,
ESPN's running a documentary with her right now over about her entire career. Yeah. So every day you get clips of her talking about her career, and I hate that she feels like she's got to, keep up or change to try to hold on to something or stay somewhere, because she was beautiful. She didn't mean to mess with it, but who am I to say that?
You're on it here. I can see what you're talking about.
Point is just she was already beautiful.
Yeah.
But
I guess that's not 100% is where we're going.
She's trying to get somewhere else. Yeah.
But David Carr never had to do it, did he?
No, man, David, naturally handsome.
Yeah, I think if I'm Derek, I would definitely feel a certain kind of way, like in terms of like, there's just a clear drop off, in terms of the level of handsome.
Well, he lived his whole life trying to come out of the shadow of his brother. Do you understand? I saw that documentary as well. Like, he was the little boy at David's game, so he was always going to be, top. David was, like you said, number one pick, handsome, all that, brands coming at him. Your boy was going to, try to be bigger than that.
Yeah, and he's about to mess around and lose his job in New Orleans if he don't pick it up. He stunk in the first preseason game, and they stunk last year, so... I think the Derek Carr era might be coming to an end there in New Orleans.
But he's the one with the players putting their bodies.
That's right. That's him. That's him, man.
He was breaking down.
Oh, man. That's a dark time. I don't miss Derek Carr in Vegas. I will tell you that. Our quarterback situation sucks, but I don't miss Derek Carr.
He was emotional.
He was. And he never got over the hump, man. He never could.
Did you like what you saw from Drake May last night? Is there any way all three top three quarterbacks can be good?
Yeah, I mean, I think all the rookie
Most
quarterbacks
of the time,
have shown
somebody's
up well, pretty
a bust.
Well. Yeah, I mean,
Lewis, Zach. I mean, you always find a bust in there somewhere.
Yeah, no, I mean, there will be.
Shouldn't one of these three stats say be a bust?
There will
be. So far, they all look good.
But, yeah, rookie quarterbacks have all pretty much looked great. I don't think there's been one so far that you'd say, in terms of the first-round guys, it's looked bad. I mean, Bo Nix looked good. McCarthy looked good.
Drake looked good last night.
Caleb has looked good. Jaden Daniels looked good. Yep. I mean, yeah, Drake had a touchdown, led him down the field. So, yeah.
Penix was, you know, he was okay. I mean,
yeah,
he threw it around.
Good. I mean,
he threw it around. He wasn't bad.
Small sample. Let's see what he does in game two. But, yes. Yeah. But overall, pretty good. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break. And Brooks Monaghan going to join us. We're a little late getting to him. He's going to join us on the other side. Memphis Women's Soccer got number 300 last night. And so we'll talk to him about that, the season ahead. NIL, lots to get to with him. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis Hoops coverage and football on 92.9 FM, ESPN is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Unleash your inner spy with the $950,000 Secret Agent 7 giveaway at Southland Casino Hotel. Join us in August and September to play Tuesday through Saturday for your chance to win huge free play prizes or a 2024 BMW. Earn entries for the grand finales on August 31st and September 28th, where 10 lucky spies will win up to $10,007 in free play or could drive off in their own getaway car, a 2024 BMW. Play the Secret Agent games at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Got a big yard or piece of land you're taking care of? Come find the right Case IH tractor at Mid-South Ag Equipment. You don't have to be a farmer to shop at Mid-South Ag. A Case IH tractor with 140 horsepower or less is exactly what you need for planting a big garden, mowing excess land, bush hogging for hunting, and more. Forget green and go big red with a Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. In stock right now with 0% financing on Highway 302 just south of Collierville.
One of rock's finest. Primus.
My name is Boo.
Live in concert. August 20th, Grind City Amphitheater. Special guest, Fantastic Negrito. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. One amazing night. Don't miss Primus in concert.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In business, success is never by chance. You know that better than anyone. So why settle for a marketing agency that gambles with your money? At Scale Marketing, we've been in your shoes. Our founders successfully owned and operated businesses long before becoming marketers. They understand the business of, well, business. We specialize in performance marketing for mid-sized B2C companies with teams of over 100 people, from traditional and digital marketing to media buying, data science, and creative production. Scale Marketing manages it all. Our tailored strategies drive measurable growth, turning your challenges into opportunities. Imagine your company leading the market, not just participating in it. That's what we do at Scale Marketing. Don't let your business growth plateau or underperform. Scale Marketing will pinpoint exactly what you need to focus on, ensuring your success isn't left to chance. Take your business to the next level with Scale Marketing. Visit ScaleMarketing.com today. That's ScaleMarketing.com.
Hey, Jason, my main man, Marshall. It's the Volkswagen Savvy Summer Sales Event at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike. And, buddy, I need the scoop.
Randy, don't pass this one by, my man. Take your pick, 2024 Taos SE or 2024 Jetta Sport. Just $275 a month. And 2024 Atlas Peak Edition, $5,000 off or 0.9% APR for 60 months. And remember, at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike, no reasonable offer will be refused.
Remember, it's your choice, 2024 Taos SE or 2024 Jetta Sport, $275 a month. And 2024 Atlas Peak Editions, $5,000 off or 0.9% APR for 60 months. So ask for Jason, the main man, Marshall, at Gossett Volkswagen, 1875 Covington Pike, or online at GossettVWMemphis.com.
Where we're charging for it and charging less every day.
36-month lease, 7,500 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Taos MSRP 30,811, RMO 69,280, Jetta MSRP 25,901, RMO 47,623, 25,90 down, Atlas 4,250, VW customer rebate 750, Gossett discount, includes rebates and incentives, TTNL and registration fees, PF6,900.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Lowe's knows our great paint savings mean you can get the colors you want at prices you'll love. Right now, get 20% off 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of Valspar Defense Paint or Cabot Stain. Shop now because it's the perfect time to maintain your deck and paint your outdoor spaces. Visit us in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through A21. Selection varies by location. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out this great deal on giant-sized Kellogg cereal. Select varieties are on sale now, 3 for $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
His name is Brooks Monaghan, 25th-year Memphis women's soccer coach who last night earned career victory number 300. With the Tigers' 5-1 season open to win over Alabama A&M. He's coming off back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances. We love when we can get him on the show. He joins us now. Coach, congratulations, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man, and thanks for having me on the show.
It's always a pleasure. Now, I tell you what, usually yesterday, you know, John's usually does the betting around here. I guess I kind of did in requesting yesterday we get a chance to talk to you that you would get 300 last night. I was hoping not to jinx you. Did you go into that one? I mean, obviously, you want the women to be focused, you want the girls to be focused, but you had to figure that Gatorade bath was coming, didn't you?
I mean, believe it or not, guys, like we do our senior night the first night of the game or first night of the season, and that's where my focus was. I mean, I'm not going to tell you I didn't know, but I had forgotten. Right on the day, I had forgotten. So, you know, they did a big presentation on the video board. It had my wife and kids, and I'm like, what's going on here? And then it sank in. But it was a pretty special night.
Look, you guys have a lengthy tradition now of success every single year where you're just not going to sneak up on anybody. The standard has been set. So, you know, there's an art to that. There's an art to knowing that every single year you're going to be expected to win conference, to go to the NCAA tournament, to make a run. So how do you sort of combat that in terms of fatigue? Like, it's almost, you know, in some ways, like, it's kind of nice to every once in a while, like, have no expectations so that you have something to clear. But in your case, obviously, that is not the case. So as a coach with such an extensive tradition, how do you sort of combat that with your players season to season?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's always easier to be the underdog. And as you guys know, it's not easy. And you guys have been around sports a long time, so you guys get it, right? I mean, people just think, oh, you've had success, it automatically happens. And it doesn't, right? I mean, you know, it's early in this year. I mean, the players we graduated, the leadership, our captains from last year. I mean, you know, I went into this season, and, you know, I hate to use the word pessimistic, but, you know, just on the reserve side, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what sport. Yeah, we try to recruit the top players, but you never know until they get here and they become part of your group, you know, because some kids transition quicker than others, and there's a lot of things that you can't control. But, you know, the only thing I can say with this group is there is potential, right? There is potential, and you know, yes, the standard has been set. You know, we recruit to that standard, and but you know, it doesn't automatically happen. You know, and we're constantly telling our kids, last year is last year, and you know, anybody that we play. I know this year we're preseason ranked number 10. Are we the 10th best team in the country? Probably not, guys. You know, can we get there? Maybe, because we have potential. But, you know, we with that ranking comes, you know, we get everybody's best game. So it's not an easy – everybody wants to be there, but it's not easy to stay – it's not easy to get there, and it's even harder to stay there.
Educate me, Coach, because I want to go back to what you mentioned earlier about last night and it being senior night. Is that a women's soccer thing? Is that a Brooks Monaghan thing? Something you've done there? We're typically used to those being at the end of the season.
Yeah, no, it's look, I've done this a long time, and senior night is a special night, right? We honor those kids that have put in all the hard work, but the focus in the locker room a lot of time goes on the seniors, and that's okay. And so, you know, I've lost some big games on senior night in the past. Because the girls, they weren't super focused. So we've shifted to do this for that reason, right? Let's get this out of the way. It's no disrespect to anybody. Let's honor our seniors. Yep. But let's pick a game that on paper we should win. So if we're not on our game, it's not going to hurt us, because I've been burned from it in the past. That's why we do that.
How does, and I know John had something I wanted to ask you real quick, the momentum that you've got going, and like John said, I mean, it's been success for years. This year, 25th now, there are high-level expectations every year. But last year, we got a chance to talk to you. You know, the column Jeff had written, that sometimes it doesn't seem like you've been supported in terms of, I don't know, commensurate with what that program has achieved, what you've built. Has there been, and I think we've gotten a little bit of a chance to talk to you since, but has there been sort of, in terms of whether it's from the program itself, the athletic program itself, or just from the community itself, has there been more for you in terms of folks looking, saying, hey, I want to reach out, I want to help the program?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's at a peak. You know, I'm like any other coach. You fight for your programs, you want the best of this, and but yes, we're in a place right now where we're getting the attention, the support. You know, I really think that started when Laird was here, and obviously Ed has just gotten here, and I've had a chance to spend some time, and, you know, I already know right now he's behind us, and he recognizes, you know, the success these girls have had, and, you know, the things that they deserve, right? So I think we are in a great place and have some great momentum.
I want to talk to you, Coach, about Ashley Henderson, Memphis native there from Harding, has two goals in the first, 20 minutes of the match last night, and you look at what she did last year as a freshman, and it just feels like, you know, this could maybe, and it's early, but if this, you know, trajectory continues, she's got a chance to be one of the greats. Is that just something, I know that's hard for you to say as somebody that's coaching her, but just what's it like being around her and knowing what's possible, you know, even as a sophomore for her at Memphis?
Yeah, it's funny, guys. I just got off the phone before I called you guys with one of my best friends that played college soccer. He's my biggest critic, right? And you know, that's the one player, he watched the game, he wasn't there, but he watched it, you know, on ESPN Plus or whatever, and you know, that's the one player that he that stood out to him, and he was spot on. You guys, you know, she's earned those two goals, right? And what I mean by that is, you know, here's this local kid we didn't know about last year, give her a shot, and then, you know, has a pretty good freshman year, but there's a big difference between a freshman and then moving on to a sophomore, and just her maturity level, you know, it's not about just showing up at practice, the conversations that we've had with her, and, you know, ultimately, you know, some kids truly buy in and some kids don't, or sometimes it takes some time, but she wants to be a pro. And, you know, we've had that talk. What does it really take to be a pro? And you never know what they're going to do with it. So far, she's taken that. She's brought it every day to practice. And, you know, into our, you know, the two exhibition games we've had and last night. So hopefully that can continue to go in the right direction, because she has the ability, the potential, and potential is the only word, to be a true difference maker. So, big fan of Ashley, and you know, we've got to continue to coach her up, and she's just got to continue to soak everything in, and she does. I really think the sky is the limit for the kid.
Yeah, we're talking to Memphis women's soccer coach Brooks Mine. Got his 300th win last night. One of only 17 Division I coaches to get it at the same spot in women's soccer, so obviously a very huge accomplishment. You know, you talked about your relationship with Laird and the momentum and the support, you know, being better than it ever has been. You know, I just would ask you to sort of reflect on that, because, you know, women's soccer around the country, it doesn't matter like where you are. It doesn't matter if you're at Notre Dame. It doesn't matter if you're at Memphis. Like, this is not a sport that typically has a seat at the table. And there is just no doubt about it in conversations that we have on our show, in the NIL commitment from corporate sponsors. It absolutely does at Memphis. So I would just ask you, as someone who has really been in the trenches of making sure that that happens, how gratifying is it to you to feel like you have that, and just, you know, for you to get to this point, how much went into it?
Yeah, I mean, it really, you know, that's a great question, and I'm glad you brought it up, because it really means a lot, man. At the end of the day, as a coach, you want your players to play for you. And you know what? I'm a human being. Yeah, I've done this a long time, but I want to win for the people above me, you know, and you know, Laird, I considered Laird a newer school AD, an AD that, yes, we all know that we got to push back football and basketball, but that really cares about, you know, the Olympic sports. And, you know, obviously Laird has moved on, but, you know, I was like, all right, I hope we get somebody that's similar to Laird. And so far, just with my interaction with Ed, I think we've gotten that. And I'm super excited to be working under Ed. I know it's early, but I just feel like we're going to have, you know, a great relationship. And, you know, it's... It really means a lot. It does.
When it comes to scheduling, Coach, and you guys you're going to Mizzou on Sunday, then you get, you know, at Ole Miss, Iowa State, Kansas State, Tennessee. With football, you're doing it 4 or 5 years ahead of time. Penny's putting together his schedule sometimes, a lot of times on a year-to-year basis, but you've got those built-in home and homes. For you, is it year-to-year? How many of these are already built in? And my question really is it getting tougher with what you've done, or is it easier when you're back-to-back Sweet 16, you know, make back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances? I figure some don't want to play you because they see that as a loss. What's scheduling been like? Because clearly you're playing Division Ones. It feels like high-powered Division Ones just about every time out now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, but for the most part, it's gotten easier. Obviously, when you do something so long, you establish, you know, a lot of relationships and. You know, a lot of people, I think, you know, look at it as, you know, there are such things as good losses, right?
Yep.
I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but it's not going to hurt you in the big picture if you lose. But then if you can beat that team, it helps you a lot. So I think, I think that's the way we're perceived, you know, by the big schools in the country that, you know, they'll play us in a heartbeat, right? But in regards to scheduling, usually we're a couple years out. You know, I wouldn't say we're 4 years, but, okay. You know, Tennessee, we've established a home and home now, right? They're coming back to us next year. The Kansas State, Iowa State, we've done that a while ago. Obviously, Ole Miss, we're always playing. You know, Vanderbilt, we kind of play in the off season. So, you know, a lot of those things are planned. Is there some year-to-year scheduling? Yes, but for the most part, it's planned a couple years out.
Tell us a little bit about Mizzou on Sunday and what you'll face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, SEC from top to bottom is an extremely athletic league, right?
Yep.
When we think of all sports, you know, I know we mainly focus on football and basketball, but they're getting the elite players. Well, it's pretty similar, you know, in the SEC, right? Because these kids, right, they grow up with their dad watching SEC football and stuff, and they have these aspirations to go to these schools. So, going to be very athletic. I know the coach pretty well. She does a great job, and, you know, we played them in preseason last year, and, It's going to be quite different than our match last night, but that's why we played, right? We played Auburn, we played Vanderbilt in preseason to get ready for these games. And so it's going to be a good test, man. It's going to be a really, really good test. It's an interesting one, right? Because now Laird's there and some other people from Memphis are going to be there. So, you know, it adds a little bit extra motivation, I'm not going to lie. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Tell Laird we said what's up.
We'll do.
I'm glad to hear he was behind you. Sounds like hopefully Ed Scott will be just as much so.
Yeah, I believe so. And like I said, excited for Ed's arrival.
Hey, Brooks, great stuff as
congrats
always, man.
Again,
I appreciate
brother.
Your time.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
As
pleasure,
always.
Man.
Yes, sir. He is Brooks Monaghan, Memphis women's soccer coach. Always enjoy catching up with him. It just feels like they just keep chugging along over there, man.
Last year, I mean, we can say it now that he's worst locker rooms in the country. Hopefully that's an improved situation. Sounds mm-hmm. like he's comfortable with where it is now. Good, because it's deserved. Now it's, you know, you're always having to ask him, and it's unfortunate. You can't even celebrate 300 before we're asking you what's next. You know,
exactly.
You made two sweet 16s. You know, what's next? You're going to make an Elite Eight? And that's unfortunate, but it's the nature of things. And he's enjoyed that grind, man, for 25 years here. 25 years at the same school. You mentioned it. Just 17 to do it at the same school, 300 wins.
Yeah, pretty nuts, man. And
congrats again to him.
And people are like, I see in the Daily Memphian comments, like, it's just a matter of time before he gets snatched up. Like, I don't think that's...
He might not be built like that.
Right.
From everything
at this point, you know, it would take a lot, bro. It would take a lot. I mean, it would take, you know, a top five program, it feels like.
That's what it feels like.
For that to happen. Right. So, anyway, good stuff from him as always. We'll come back. Gabe Kuhn going to join us a little bit later in the show. We'll talk to him how emotional he got, obviously, seeing the press box fall as someone who used to look up at it, right, on the field.
Yeah.
No longer.
I doubt any emotion flowed whatsoever.
No, the flag, bro.
Yeah, right.
The flag.
Well, we did stand up for it.
At least maybe that, something. I mean, so we'll talk to him about the Liberty Hole a little bit later in the show. Stick around. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.